Hey guys, wait, what am I saying?
Hi, sorry, I'm sick, as you can tell.
Because in my head I had a whole thing planned out where I just was going to talk because you're sick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey guys, it's Sam here from the Shutterbugs. We've got Kaylee here too, but she's kind of dying. That was sort of your cue.
Hello, good day. Nice to meet you.
I guess it's cold and flu season 2.0, so we're not going to be recording this week, but we do have a pretty sweet set of bloopers for you to hear. If you've been on our Patreon at patreon.com/shutterbug, you might have heard some of these already. And if you're interested in getting this kind of content more and before it comes out here, you can check us out there.
On the reg.
Hit us up on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those places. And check us out on nerdopotamus.net. And our bloop reel is here we go.
Yes. It'll be good. Can't hold it forever.
Oh my god, you're good
at it. I do, because I unplugged my mic. I had to retest it.
Where did it start from?
Just from the wacky, wacky world. I want to see you. Want to see him dancing, walking around on us. What do you call them?
Feet.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. Crushed it.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, no, rock. What? I forgot how the words.
Knock, we're gonna knock around the dark tonight.
I gotta do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, just stop watching this and start watching Signs instead. People get so confused. There's a lot of corn in Signs.
I learned that in Signs, it was not supposed to be aliens. It was actually supposed to be demons.
That's why the holy water works.
Exactly. Because the whole thing is like, why would
where did you read this?
I read it on the internet.
How did I also know this?
Probably because you also read it on the internet. Because, like, why would a bunch of aliens who are, like, super intelligent with all this knowledge choose to inhabit a planet that is 90% water?
Because not all of it's holy.
Why do I speak the way that I do sometimes?
I was going to say.
I was trying so hard not to spit my drink out.
Fucking he's in jump. There.
All I can think of is, you know, in The Hangover? When he opens the truck and he leaps out.
That's what I was expecting.
That's what I was expecting.
Oh, hey there, girl.
Hey, go, hey.
I love it so
oh my
much.
God, the echo's like.
Only on yours. Oh, I can hear it. I thought that I would almost put my sock on my head, but I've been wearing it all day. And I was just about to make a little hat out of a sock. And then I thought, nope, not today. That's what I thought about the
ring. But then you did it anyway.
I know. Just a tip.
Ew.
Just a tip.
Rubbing your sock on your head?
I only wore them
to
get
you. Is that what they mean by sock hop?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Your sock's hop. It's called dancing.
I'm just going to keep talking. This is what I do when I'm a little scared. I'm watching a movie alone. I don't want to walk home alone later. Can't wait until I live in Kaylee's basement. Then I can just roll down the stairs. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. It's a... Hey, picture like a documentary on like magicians and like a magician whose specialty is those cool ring, the ring tricks.
It's a video about contraceptives, the Nuva ring. Just put in your cooter in your set. It's an engagement video. About the work. It's a Lord of the Rings documentary.
It's actually just a documentary on all different rings, including the ring.
Yeah, it's a multi-ringed ring.
They're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
To Isengard?
To Isengard. God. They're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Oh, I was going to say Grudge, the musical. Grug, the musical.
Are we not watching the Grug?
We're watching the ring.
The whole time we were watching the Grudge, I thought it was the ring, and now we've been watching this, and I'm like, is this the Grudge? What is this? And I'm like, here you go.
There's no cat. Oh, get your pants. Do a dance.
Moving on up. Ooh.
Cause I need a man,
and my heart is set on you.
You better shape up. Ooh. You better understand. And my heart must be true. Nothing for me to do.
You're the one I want.
You are the one I want. Honey.
Okay. That's enough of that.
Yep. I unplugged it without... Continue. You say, yeah, Puffs are good at the Quidditch, but they're not.
No, they're not at all. But I would be on, like, the losing team. But I would play to have fun, you know?
Would you make the team?
Yep.
Would you play?
I guess that's kind of the thing. Like,
you'd be a bludger.
If I was in...
A beater.
For Quidditch?
Chaser, maybe. Beater, I think.
Maybe a chaser. Not a seeker, for sure. Fuck that.
Beater? You wouldn't want to womp balls at bitches?
Bam. I was pretty aggressive in high school when it came to stuff. I'd probably be like a chaser or a beater, honestly. Mm. I played like forward in hockey, floor hockey.
Ooh.
And I played like the setter in volleyball.
Oh, yeah. You like to be in the middle of the jism.
But like, I think this is where my sort of mix up with Gryffindor comes, because I am pretty competitive sometimes. And I do value, like, I do place value on my accomplishments.
Mm.
But like, also all the other stuff is like, I'm not... ultimately want to help people, and I do value.
Which is where you, like, come back to the Hufflepuffy.
Yeah. No, I just like to chill in a dirt hole sometimes, you know, when you need to have a break.
I don't know why, like, we live in holes, just because the thing is a badger.
No, the whole, like, their house is, like, earthy and warm and in underground, like,
yeah.
Like, Slytherin and Hufflepuff are underground.
Yeah, they're both in the basement.
Gryffindor in the towers.
They're both in the basement, and then... Hufflepuffs by the kitchen. Yeah.
But it's more like a dungeon versus like a hobbit hole. Like, I picture more like a hobbit
hole.
Well,
I say, like,
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff would be like Gryffindor, but underground. So, like, super cozy, friendly, nice. And Slytherin is just like sexy.
Yeah, I agree. And green from the cool lake. Like, that would be really cool. I think that'd be like a cool house to see, like, the green from the lake and the windows and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I one time thought I might be a little bit Gryffindor.
Well, you might be a little bit. Like, the traits are exclusive,
I would say,
right?
Like Slytherin, Ravenclaw. So I'd be like a Slytherin claw.
Yeah. If I had to pick two houses that I think you'd be part of, it's those two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm the other one.
It just tips the scale, because I'm like, if I don't know you, I would probably throw you under a bus.
I think that when we were younger...
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were probably more of a Ravenclaw, and I was probably more of a Gryffindor, but as we've grown
I've
into
been
who we
jaded.
Are. Yeah, now that we've gotten jaded, it's like, I don't care enough about other people to be super fiercely loyal.
Well,
like,
especially in school, I would say Ravenclaw, because I liked to be, like, the smartest, but then a little bit Slytherin in the way I'd be, like, jealous of others' success, per se.
And I would say in, like, high school stuff, I was definitely very, like, goal-oriented. I loved, like, being on the sports teams and winning and blah, 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 but, like, not... But having fun with it, not, like, aggressive about it. Like, I feel like I've just chilled out into my Hufflepuff self. Mm.
And I'm just wildly competitive in literally everything I do. Even if I'm terrible at it, like, if I'm on a team and I'm terrible, I'm still incredibly incensed if my team doesn't win.
I definitely
even
get
though I have nothing to do with it.
I definitely get frustrated if I can't, like, get something.
Especially now that I play Ultimate Frisbee, I'm like, I barely ever touch the Frisbee, but I'm like, if I had the chance to, like, make a point or make a play and I fuck it up, I take it very hard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh.
See, I never take that kind of thing to heart. Like,
I do.
And I've gotten better at, like, letting shit like that go. Like, in school, like, in high school and stuff growing up, it would be, like, in sports and stuff, I was really, like, really just playing to win.
Mm-hmm.
But if I fucked up, it was like, all right, let's keep going, guys. Like, oh. I was like that person. Yeah. Like, come on,
I
like,
still champion the team. Like, but if we do lose overall, then I'm like, oh, clearly it was this like one time I touched the frisbee over like the thousands of other times everyone else did.
Yeah,
it was like
no,
the one time
I
did
that.
It was my fault.
No, I don't have that. I was always just like, all right, guys, like let's go. We got this. Like even if we were points and points behind, it's like we can still do this. Like let's go for a personal best.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. But as I've gotten older, I've definitely, like, let go more when things go wrong. Like,
yeah. Even in board games, like, if you're on my team.
Oh, no, I believe that. Whereas when I play board games, I'm like, oh, dude, don't just do this. Did it work? Sometimes I win. Like, with bowling.
Yeah, oh, my God. Bowling
was
fine.
Fuck.
I was, like, drunk off my face. But, like, if we're playing Cranium or, like, a group thing, I'm like, extremely competitive.
But look, I like to do well.
Yeah.
And I get frustrated when I'm not doing well, but I have a really easy time letting it go. I also have an easy time, like if I break something or spill something, I'm like, yeah, just clean it up. Like, it doesn't bother me. Sometimes if it's something, like, more important, like, if, like, one of my good wine glasses breaks, I'm like, aw. And then I'm done. Like, that's all. It's, like, that moment. And then it's, like, okay, well, no point crying over spilled milk.
That's true. Yeah.
I let go of those kinds of things really easily.
I take everything to heart.
I used
in
to take
in this icy chamber.
But I just, it's just sort of, like, things just sort of roll off me now. Like.
I take it to heart, but at the same time, I give zero fucks. But also at the same time. Oh, fuck, mate.
What was that?
You're a wizard, Harry. Nah.
I'm not a fucking wizard.
Not a fucking wizard.
Hang on, you stupid ghost. I'm not a fucking wizard. Did that kill me?
So good. That'd be such a hot flash. I'm not going to swear at my children until they're 18.
Will you swear at them until they're like, when they're young?
No, then their first word, instead of like, mama or dada, will be, fuck.
Nah, that's a hard word to pronounce as a child, that. It'll be like, bah!
Because kids can't say truck, they just say, dumb fuck.
Up.
Dumb fuck.
Dumb fuck, yeah.
Dumb fuck. You're like, oh, dumb truck? No, you
no,
a dumb fuck.
You were you a dumb fuck.
Fuck. You a hoe. Dumb
you
fuck.
You a hoe. You
a hoe.
I was like, holy fuck, I hope you have a garburator. What's it called?
Food processor.
Garburator.
Food processor is what you
thing.
Put food in when you want to eat it again. Garburator
does
is what
kind
you
of the same thing.
Put food in when you don't want to.
Wait, if you watch it again, does your 7 days reset?
Ooh, every time. Could you imagine how the 6th day you just watch it and you get another phone call that's like 7 days? You're like, cool, bitch, see that.
Just 7 more days. Fuck, I hate you. Why did you keep this?
But first it starts off just like 7 days, but then years later it's like, fuck, 7 more days. Don't forget.
Just like, oh, fuck, whatever. Take a year. I'll be back. Tell me not to look at your ass and you shove it right in my face.
Don't look at it. It's not for sale.
Put it away then. Okay,
I do love how she was like, told. Been told.
Oh my god, I stood up and my body was like, why
I'll pause it for
to
you.
No, you don't have to. It's okay. I've seen it before.
You don't remember it like I do.
This is so sad. But like, it makes sense that this would be
something you'd need.
When I was in chapters, I was looking at different books because we were trying so hard to find this Llama Llama pink pajama one or whatever.
Oh.
And they've got a whole section for stuff like this.
Oh, just accidents happen.
Well, lots of different things,
like mom passing away, dad passing away.
Yeah, like, why is it just daddy? And then there were a bunch of stuff like two mommies or two daddies, and
yeah.
Then there were a bunch of stuff for, like, tattooed parents, which I thought was super cute.
It's interesting that they went with someone so old.
Well, because they needed somebody who could realistically play an older woman, right? Like,
I meant them as parents.
Oh, yeah.
Their parental choice to go with an older child. It kind of makes
sense, though, too, from where she's coming from, because I could see not wanting a baby.
I know they wouldn't want, like, a baby, but I thought potentially it's hard to say, because would they want a kid who would be the age as the child they would have had now? Or some, like, could they have gone the actual baby route? But going for a kid that's older than their youngest kid seems interesting.
Well, I guess it was probably just, like, they just wanted more kids, you know?
They were desperado.
They just wanted a big family. Seems like, anyways.
But maybe you should go to AA, like, a little bit.
I think that if I were ever an alcoholic, AA is not where I would want to go based on what I've read about it.
Really?
Well, the main premise of AA is it's very, like, religious or spiritual. Like, it's very, like, you relinquish, like, you sort of, like, be like, oh, I wasn't in control. It's like this higher power is in control. And so, and it's a lot of like that kind of stuff. And I just don't really agree.
I was going to say, I thought it was more of like dependent, like you're dependent on someone being your sponsor. And like, if they can't stay clean, how can you possibly stay?
Yeah. Well, you have a sponsor. So it's just sort of like you have somebody you can reach out to if you need to.
Blowy hoey.
But like, yeah, a lot of the premise behind like AA is very spiritual and like very finding, like the last thing that you have to do is like the first thing. I don't know.
Not a thing, man. It's mint.
I don't even care.
What'd you put in it? Vodka and creme de menthe, and water, and ice. Fuck.
Jesus. I thought that if I had like a splash of creme de menthe, it would be like
fine,
like nicer to drink. But it's just like drinking too.
Actually, it isn't bad. I do like mint.
Well, it's only half an ounce of the creme de menthe.
Double vodka though.
Well, it's 1.5 vodka, half mint.
Oh. Ooh, I kept reading about the, like, pedophilia ring. It was not great.
No.
All the kids are, like, 10 to 16.
Yes, hence the term.
I know, but, like, a whole party just, like, set to molest.
Yeah, but just, like, bring all the kids around to have preteen parties and let all these old producers, like...
Grooming.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's no different than what happens in any situation where you have a bunch of creepy old men in charge. Think the church.
What were you gonna say? Something sexual?
I was gonna say, but wait, in this one he's cussed. You ready? Do you know that I definitely have cuffs almost exactly like that?
I just came all over her phone.
Hold on. Sorry, just wiping my phone off.
Oh, I love what's like hot shirtless guys, and then there's just a little Dan Rad in the corner. Harry Potter.
He's like, he's jacked, but he's so tiny.
He's just little. And he's a little too hairy. I mean, I would, don't get me wrong.
I sure as shit wouldn't say no.
I'd be like, no, yes.
I love this. This is a man struggling so hard. I'm so turned on by it. Oh, no, why did you say that?
Because he's a hot shirtless man.
He's not a hot shirtless man.
He's someone's shirtless man. Not
and
mine.
Then there was this.
Watch the horror. Your boobs are cantaloupes. I would like them to cantaloupes.
Oh my god, they actually are.
They're cantaloupe size.
They're more than two handfuls.
Yeah, they look like they're cantaloupes. Juicy cantaloupes.
Like, this is actually the size of a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Kaylee sells vintage and used underwear out of a small cardboard booth downtown. Vintage and used underwear.
Really accurate. Most of the underwear people buy is probably used.
Ew.
Try it on.
Ugh.
But I mean, wash
Aren't
it.
Are you supposed to try it on with underwear on?
Yeah. That's the thought. The hope and the dream.
I'm so disturbed.
I mean, I'm not in the fitting room watching, so I can't claim anything.
Fucking We watched Friday the 13th the other day. I had thought about saving it for, like, actually, like, a Friday the 13th, but we both really wanted to watch it.
And wow. There's not a lot of those that happen.
Yeah. Do you watch the whole thing, or the first one we're talking about?
Yes, just the first one. Ooh. I don't even know that I've seen anything other than the original.
Check it out. The show that I produced on YouTube, we watched all, whatever it was, from the first one to Jason X. So I guess 10 films back to back to raise charity for Tim Warren's camp fund.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was nuts. So like, and again, everyone was drinking. So by the end of it, everyone was like sloppy, and it was
nobody just, knows what the last few movies were about.
No, they all follow the same template. So I mean, it's, you know, you walk out, walk in, you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get out of my brain, you witch!
It's like endless, right?
Legit, what are they filming?
Remember those commercials that used to be on TV?
Mexico. That one?
No. Oh, Mexico. The sun's so hot, you just got to go. That's actually a song, that's not the commercial. No, the commercial was like, Mexico, closer than ever. If I was super wealthy, I would totally have like a secret demon-proof house. Like I would secretly demon-proof my house. So I'd have like demon sigils and stuff painted under wallpaper and under rugs. And I'd have like salt in like lines buried under the floorboards in places.
That's really intense.
Yeah, but I have to be like stupid wealthy. I'd also probably have a zombie apocalypse like bunker.
Oh yeah.
Or I'd make my house such that there's just like a button and it all shuts down. Yeah. And there's like it's a like, silo. And
this is the end? The end? This is the end? Did you have a strike?
No, but I would be like way more prepared. I'd have like
stores
of food. And like, and have a button, and like the whole house would just like all the like metal would drop down and block the whole place, and I'd have enough that you could live in there for the rest of your life. Maybe. Solar panels. I'd have like one of those water systems that runs from like rainwater.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
And then I'd just live like that. I'd probably get real fat. I'd have to like.
You'd have to ration.
Well, no, the thing is, if I had, like, enough food for my whole life based on what I eat now, if I start eating more, I'm probably going to die sooner. So, just eat it out. Or if it got really bad, I'd, like, kill myself.
Call me daddy.
Call him daddy. You can call me Big Mama. And you can call me Kaylee Little Mama. Oh,
Big Mama. Little Mama. Big
yeah.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Oh,
yes. He was Big Al. He was Big Milwaukee. But yes. Now, Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah, bitch. You think I'm big here? Wait till you get to Zhang Zhou Chama.
Did you ever notice that when we go to the liquor store together, you get ID'd and I don't?
Why?
Thank you, officer.
You look younger and you're always the first person, and then we always laugh about it, so they're just like, don't want to ID me too.
That'd be the best thing if you were like my 17-year-old underage friend.
Wouldn't that
like,
be such a...
Oh my god, you're so nice, because I'm like, ID?
Thank you. And I always sort of like get mine ready, but they never ask.
It's just like shuffling in your purse, that's true.
Although, occasionally if I'm ahead of you, like they'll ask whoever's first, and then we make like a joke about it.
Oh, yeah.
Tip to people trying to get booze with underage people. That seems to work. He's just hungry. He's like, Mom, I'm hungry. You know?
That's how cats sound. I don't care. Feed yourself.
I don't give a fuck. He's like, oh, I've come to the worst home.
She beats me. She doesn't feed me. She yells at me. She trims my nails and brushes my butt. This is the worst.
He really does hate it, eh?
I think he just needs to get used to it.
I don't know a cat that enjoys those things, though. Well, I know cats enjoy being brushed, but even Lily doesn't love it, does she?
No, but she's a lot better. She used to be terrible. Now she's tolerable.
Well, she's been doing it for years.
And then her nails are okay. Oi, 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 oi. I just had the weirdest thought, like, looking at this guy, and he'd be like, call me daddy, and I was like, daddy.
Oh, daddy.
But, like, he looks better here. Like, I've seen him in new things, and he's aged, like, okay. He looks better here.
I just thought I want to see him suck his dick so bad. What are we?
For someone who just got fucked today, you are real horny.
I just need it again. Thanks, guys. He's shitty.
Good.
You're gonna have to fix this.
Yes. Yeah, that's how I feel. Good day.
Good day.